Hello, this is Jan Goodman. I am the chair of the Personnel Committee. This is a meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is April 16, 2019. The time at right now is 5:51 p.m., and I am going to take the role. Moskila Washington from WPFW in Washington, D.C. Are you here?
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA in Berkeley, California. Are you here? Sabrina, take yourself off mute if you're here. We'll come back to Sabrina. Alex Steinberg from WBAI in New York. Are you here?
Present.
Okay. Dwayne Lark from KPFT in Houston. Are you here? Okay. And I am, again, Jan Goodman from KPFK Los Angeles, so I am here. Would someone call Sabrina and Dwayne? I called Dwayne earlier, and he just went to his answering machine, which was full. But Sabrina was on the line a few minutes ago, so if someone would call her, that would be great, or text her. Maybe I can see. This is weird. So weird. Okay. So I was just going over my proposed plan for sort of a draft plan for how we should conduct this evaluation of the executive director, which is basically due at this point, that we should create a very simple survey and send it out to a simple survey with a basic outline of the executive director's job duties, and send it to the members of the PNB from 2018 and also from 2019 so that they can each evaluate them, that we collect those surveys and put together a document which is an accurate summary of the survey, and that would be part of the evaluation, that we would submit that to the PNB. I'm also proposing that we come up with, if there are goals, which there we should have goals for him to accomplish, both short-term, medium-term, and long-term, that we would like him to accomplish, that we ask, again, as part of the survey, ask people what goals they would like to see him accomplish during, say, you know, the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year, and maybe 2 years out also, so that we have, you know, both long-term goals and short-term goals that both Pacifica and he can be focused on, and that we come up with a document that reflects both the goals and the evaluation so far, and present that to the PNB for their revision, approval, disapproval, whatever they want to do with it. So that's a general outline of what I'm proposing that we do And I'm proposing that we try to come up with this in the next week. And I'm also proposing that we have, that we plan to meet every week, that we come up with a schedule to meet every week for the next maybe month so that we can get this done. So we're not, you know, unless somebody wants to meet more often, which in the real world, that's what we would be doing is meeting, you know, like it wouldn't be a week between meetings because we need to do this in fairness to the executive director and in order to get, you know, to actually move us forward. But I would say minimally once a week for the next 4 week so that we can actually, you know, take care of this task and move forward. So, with that said, I would like your feedback.
Yes? Can I speak?
Alex, did I hear you? Did anybody... I'm going to just ask everybody, since there's so few of us, what you think about that and you know, what other things or additional things or less things that you think we should be doing.
Okay, Jen, I don't know what the point is of asking new people on the PNB to participate in this initial survey. They have nothing to base it on.
Well, I don't know that that's true. You know, there's some people who follow things very closely. I don't think, you know, I mean, if it were me and I were going from where I was before I got on PNB to being on the PNB, I wouldn't. But I know that there are people who, you know, who listen to every single,
Number two. Okay. Furthermore, if we're gonna develop a basis for evaluating the executive director, then that's our job. It's not something we're gonna throw back to the full PNB and ask for their opinion and then do. You know, that's a process that can take months.
No. I'm not asking. I'm not suggesting that the PNB develop. I'm not asking that the PNB develop a survey, but I am. I was suggesting that the PNB be able to participate in this evaluation because some people had a lot of interaction, observed a lot, some people didn't. That's why I'm suggesting that they fill out the survey, not that they create the survey, but they fill out the survey as to their evaluation. And are you suggesting that they should not, that we should just do the evaluation and not inquire of them?
We can certainly involve directors in a survey. I'm just saying that it's up to us to determine what the criteria are for the evaluation. Of course, the
PNB, absolutely. I agree. I'm sorry, I didn't convey that. No, I thought that we should develop the criteria. We should develop a survey. We should send that out to the various members of the PNB, and we should receive it back and then analyze it and come up with a draft evaluation.
And if we're doing a survey and we're going to include people who were on the PNB or no longer on the PNB or new people that just came on the PNB, then I don't know how that's going to work. Then if we're going to do something like that, then we should indicate what category that person is in. Although it might be tricky preserving anonymity if we're doing that at the same time. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. It sounds like...
Yeah, I'm not really convinced that we need to have people from the new PNB. Maybe can you suggest you know, whether what you think about that. And I, obviously you think probably not. What do you think, Muscula? Take yourself off mute.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. How many new people do we have on this committee right now, anyway?
Possibly. Okay, not on the personnel committee. We're talking about the whole PNB.
PNB. Okay. I'm sorry. I was elsewhere.
Okay. So I'll tell you. Let me look here on the whole PNB. Here's who we have. We have quite a few. We have Lawrence Reyes. I'm looking at the roster.
Mm-hmm.
We have James Sagerton, Eileen Rosin, Sean Rhodes, Lawrence Reyes, Ralph Pointer, Adrian Violette, Wally James. That's eight so far. Donald Goldmacher, Robin Collier, Gary Bose. That's 11 people.
Okay, well, here's
you know what? I'm thinking maybe Alex is right, because I don't think most of those people have. What do you think?
I attended the meeting that Maxie did at WPFW.
Uh-huh.
And I can't imagine that people who ran for the Pacifica board would not have attended their city's meeting. Unless they were, you know, just too busy doing something else. As a matter of fact, I attended two sessions with Maxie explaining the things that he had in mind as far as WPFW was concerned and Pacifica. He came, did his slide presentation, and people were genuinely impressed, and there were a number of people there. So I would hope that new people on the board attend. I know Eileen did. Eileen was there. So I would hope that other new people on the PNB also attended sessions with Maxie, and so they have some idea of the kind of work he is trying to do with Pacifica. That's my thought on it. So I think everybody should be included. But I am an inclusive person, so, you know, You can go on and go from there.
My thought is I really want to say it clearly that I don't have a commitment to either position at this point. I think that they could judge him certainly on the part, any part that had to do with vision and maybe communication skills, but not probably, carrying out tasks of, you know, financial management or personnel management or stuff like that. So we could,
If that is the case, then they should leave those questions blank.
Okay. Okay. So that's a good way to maybe approach that. You know what? Since Sabrina was on the phone, and I know that she was having a problem, I would like to just see if I can patch her in. So let me see if I can do that. Hold on one second.
Is anybody there?
said she was getting off the call to Pat and Sabrina, so that's what I'm waiting on.
I'm here.
All right, good, yeah. So, Jan? Jan, are you muted? I don't know what happened to Jan. Hello? Hello?
Jan?
I don't know. Our chair seems to have gone silent. Well, maybe we could kind of resume the discussion until Jan comes back. I assume she's coming back in a minute or two. Sabrina, did you hear what we were discussing before?
Hello.
Hey, Jan.
I'm back. I actually, in the process of trying to get Sabrina on, I fell off.
Okay.
Maybe.
Alrighty. Okay. So hopefully she'll call me. One, two. So I believe we have quorum with 3 out of 5 of us.
Jan, we have 4 people on this call, not 3.
Who's 4?
Myself, you, Maskila, and Sabrina.
Is Sabrina on the line?
She didn't answer.
Goal. She answered before, but I don't think she's on the line now.
She came back.
Oh, Sabrina, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you... When I was... Okay, never mind. When I was calling you... I thought you were off the line. I guess.
No, I'm here. Well,
never mind. All right, so we have quorum. Thank you. Okay, so were you guys, Sabrina, we were just talking about the pros and cons and how to do it if we included the new members of the PNB. And, you know, basically ask them to limit it to areas that they had knowledge about. You know, like if they may have heard him speak, they might have knowledge about his vision or his, you know, whatever he talked about. But they might not have knowledge about his supervising people or, you know, finances or things like that. And so the question was, should we include those people or just include the 2018 PNB? You have a thought on that? Take yourself off mute. I can't hear you. Hello? Sabrina? Are you thinking? Are you still on the line? Okay.
John, we need to vote on the agenda. We never did that.
Oh, okay. So the agenda is, one, coming up with a plan to evaluate the ED. And the second is, if we have time, to come up with a plan or and to evaluate the to hire a CFO. Does anybody have anything else that they would like to add to the agenda? Hearing, does anybody object?
We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
I think in a committee you don't need a motion, but...
Yeah, you do. But anyway, I'll be glad to make the motion.
Okay. So the motion has been made to have this two-point agenda. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Without objection, this will be our agenda. Do we want to have a time certain for ending this meeting?
I'd like to end it as soon as possible.
Okay, well, we all would like to do that, that's for sure. But do we want to have time? Do we want to make it 7:30 California time, which would be 10:30 East Coast time?
No, let's make it 10 o'clock an hour from now.
Okay. Okay, 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Alrighty. Okay, is there any objection to 10 o'clock being a time certain to end this meeting? Hearing none, the time will be... I'm certain will be 10 o'clock unless we have an extension of time. Okay. Alex, how do you feel about having the new members of the ENB, the ones that just went into effect, be included at least in some part of the evaluation of the CFO?
I don't think it makes any sense unless they've had some interaction with our executive director. You meant executive director, I'm sure, not CFO. I don't see why it makes any sense, and I don't think sitting at a meeting seeing a presentation is exactly qualifies. There are a lot of people who went to these various meetings. It doesn't mean they're in a position to offer an evaluation. But that's my opinion. I mean, you might ask other members of the committee what they think.
Okay. Why don't we leave this question for a time when there's more than three of us? Come back to, so we don't have to make that part of the decision.
Well, Jen, there are four of us, not three of us.
Sabrina is not answering. See,
well,
she fell off again. Sabrina?
Okay, I don't know what happened to her.
And I know.
There's really only five people on this committee because we never replaced the affiliate director.
I know.
As far as
Hopefully we'll have affiliate director replacement soon.
Well, the whole committee will be replaced soon.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The whole committee is going to be replaced shortly.
Well, from looking at who's running, I don't think so. Are you gonna be off of it?
I don't know, but you know,
I think you're the only one from New York who's applying, and then Moskula is the only one from Washington, and I'm the only one from Los Angeles. So maybe Sabrina will be on or off.
All right, but
maybe Dwayne will be on or off.
There's going to be probably 3 new people on the committee.
Or
maybe 3 people. I don't know. There could be 3 new people. Let's put it that way. I'm not sure that there's nobody else running in these various places. I didn't really look, but anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, so we have one outstanding question so far is, I tend to agree with you, Alex, but, you know, should 2019 PNC members be invited to evaluate?
Well, let me suggest this. Why don't we, instead of trying to figure out who is going to get the survey, why don't we just create the survey and then figure out after we have the survey who we should be sending it to.
I agree. So here is my general proposal for creating the survey. My general proposal is to look at the job description and to pull out from the job description each of the tasks that the job description describes and make those, part of the survey. So if the job description says, you know, supervise the finances or, you know, do X, Y, or Z with the finances, then we put that as one of the questions. If the job description says interact with the public, then, you know, that's another section. I would say, as generally speaking, not getting into every teeny time. I emailed everybody the job description earlier today. Did you all know that or see that, what I mailed to everybody? Anybody see it? Don't speak up all at once.
I looked at it, just perused it, just very, very briefly.
Okay. So we all have that now. I am thinking that us can try to, you know, come up with some kind of a grid. I will definitely come up with a grid to send to everybody. Then what I'm thinking is that next week we can look at such a grid and adjust it however we want to adjust it so that we have it, an evaluation survey that we can agree on, and that we present that to the PNB and with our plan as we approve of it tonight. We don't have to sit here, but it would be based on that job description, and it would be based on the contract. Does that make sense to people? Hello.
I'm just looking at the job description right now, Jan.
Okay, good.
Of course, I've seen it before, but it's been a while.
It has been. I didn't have time to really read it thoroughly.
I get it. You know, I couldn't have possibly have read it all thoroughly. Let's see. Oh, I know it's here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's. We definitely should be basing the survey on the job description. I'm not sure if it's going to translate into a one-for-one kind of thing,
it's not going to be the simplest thing to create, to go from one to the other, but I think that, you know, and also the contract has, I think, overlaps, but I will send everybody a copy of the contract that was actually signed to everybody, so that, you know, so these would be our two basic documents that we would work off of. You know, unfortunately, we didn't create, you know, like goals and expectations separate from these. So these are, you know, these are what we have. If anybody has other suggestions, I'm totally inviting other suggestions.
Okay, now this is just for the survey.
This is for, but the survey is the evaluation. Survey is an it's an evaluation survey. Let me send everybody a copy of the contract.
Well, I don't think this survey could be a full evaluation because an evaluation will require goals. You know, it'll require a list of goals and whether those goals have been met or not, and if they have, why not, and that kind of stuff. And
well,
we can't really get a survey. Yeah.
Okay, so I would say yes and no. The goals, I be fair. With the executive director, we can only have things that were communicated to him. So I think that those goals primarily have to come out of the documents that gave him. We can't say, your goal was to develop, meet 15 rich people. You know, that's not anywhere
Well, it's a partial evaluation is what I'm saying. Yes, we don't have, we may have to develop some more concrete goals to complete the evaluation, but at this point, what we can do is kind of a partial evaluation.
Okay, so here's what I think. And maybe I'm misunderstanding you, maybe I'm understanding you. I think that we can set goals for the next, short, medium, long period of time, that we can set goals. We can look at the documents that we have, and we can extract goals from them, such as is possible. For instance, let me just look at this. For instance, it says you know, is able to multitask effectively across a broad range of areas, quickly shifting gears and prioritizing tasks across diverse areas and practices. You know, you can say, able to do that. Did he do that? So that's something concrete that we can say. Because that's in the job description. You know, another thing is balance vision with doing. That's a concrete thing. I mean, it's kind of abstract, but you can, you can say, you know, yes, no, sometimes yes, sometimes no, whatever. You can, however you want to say it. So that's, I don't think we can just make up a goal. It wouldn't be fair to make up a goal that's not, that he never, that wasn't made plain to him.
Well, I agree with that, but it's also the case that we can hardly make an evaluation without some quantitative measurement. How good have you been in this area? I don't know. You know, it's hard to know what that means even.
Well, that's what we have to try to come up with. I'm about to send you the contract. It actually has more distinct things.
Can we ask Netta to help us out here, since they are supposed to be?
I have started that track to ask Netta
for our HR function. And this
I asked Maxie to put me in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there is. Maxie said that he was going to inform her of my interest in their services, and I asked how much it would cost and determine if any additional costs are to be expected. So, he's going to get back to me, and I will follow up with that. And I will also follow up with various other, various other entities have templates for evaluating similar kind of jobs. And if anybody else has any such connections to find templates, I urge you please to bring those or to utilize those. I'm hoping that by next week we can have a draft that we, or a couple drafts that we can put together and have a finalized draft at our meeting next week. Okay. But I will follow up with Anita and Maxie to get some kind of a template.
Okay.
Any other thoughts, suggestions? I just sent you the contract, which actually has, as I recall, it's seems like actually a little bit better analysis here. at least if you go down to Section 3, for instance,
Yeah, I agree with you. The contract is more specific as to the responsibilities of the and expectations of the executive director than the initial job description.
Yeah, so if you look at 3D, it says, you know, now we're getting into specific thing, expects to increase the total revenue, the net income, the membership, the program quality, listenership, through good management, and ensure that our archives, national office, and affiliate network are maintained and functioning efficiently. So we'll monitor and ensure that state and federal regulations are complied with. Visit the national office on a regular and as-needed basis. So these are at least more specific. I believe that there is one more document that I believe that the executive director received as part of being the recruitment process, and that I will forward that also as soon as I get it. It's the it was the 2014 job description that what I sent the last. The other thing is the job announcement. It's the job description, and the job description actually goes into a lot of detail. And I'm just not sure if it was, you know, if a 2018 version was created or we just used the 2014 version. So I'm trying to determine that. That's why I didn't send it yet, but I'll send it this week. Any more thoughts on this?
No, sorry. None.
Okay. All right. So let's set meetings, and then I'll set them for, I'd like to set them for, you know, every week for the next month, except I have a conflicting meeting one day. Maybe we can make it, you know, another day. On the 7th, I have a meeting.
Are you talking about Tuesdays?
Tuesdays, yes. I'm trying to make it Tuesday because I know that works for you, Maskula.
I have another meeting set for the second Tuesday of every month, so I wouldn't be able to do it on the second Tuesday, but I should be able to do it on the other Tuesdays.
Okay, so I have a meeting on, let's see, April.
Jan, is there any reason to think we won't have developed this survey ready to go by our next meeting?
Oh, I think that we will, but I think that we're going to try to, you know, maybe get it back within a week. You know, there's no need for, you know, people worked, my experience, maybe I'm wrong, people tend to work to the deadline. If the deadline is in a week, I think they'll have it in a week. If the deadline is 4 weeks, it'll probably take 4 weeks to get it in. So my proposal is we send it out, you know, that once we get it together, we send it out, and ask for it back in 6 days. So we can just keep moving. That's my thought. Does that make sense? You know, I don't think I mean, I don't see any reason to, delay it, to have a longer period for people to figure out, you know, whatever, you know, to fill out the survey. They're just going to, you know, people are going to wait till the last minute, and then they'll send it in, and if we want to extend the deadline a day or two, you know, fine, but I don't see giving them more than a week to fill it out. Does anybody disagree? All right. So I cannot meet on the first Tuesday, and Mosky Law cannot meet on the second Tuesday. So for those 2 weeks, is there, can we meet on Wednesday night? Is there another night that we can meet on?
The first Wednesday I can. The second Wednesday is our LSB meeting.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. That's good. That's excellent. So on May, so we're gonna so we'll meet on April. Oops, where am I? April 23rd. April 30th, and then Wednesday, May 8th. April.
I will not be able to be there on May 8th. Letting you know right now.
Okay. Is there another day of that week that would work for you? Alex? How about Monday, May 6th? Mascula, would that work possibly?
No, that I can't do anything that week unless it's Friday or later, because Friday meetings are not a great idea.
I agree.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Monday the 6th is fine with me. It's up to you.
Okay, but it doesn't matter if it's the 6th or the 8th. Is that correct, Alex? You can't do it any time that week?
No, I'll be out of the country.
Okay.
I will probably not have reliable service. No.
All right. Okay, so why don't we just make it the 8th? Well, let's make it the... I don't know, which is better for you, Mosky Law, the 6th or the 8th? Actually, how about the 8th? It'll be better for me.
Oh, I can't do the 8th because that's our LSB meeting.
Okay.
The 8th is our LSB.
All right, so the 6th. Is that the May 6th?
The 6th should be better.
Okay. And then let's look at the next. So your LSV is the, it's the second Wednesday. Okay, and then the 6th, and, okay, then May, can we meet on Monday, May 13th? Would that work for people?
That may conflict with the Strategic Planning Committee. We usually meet on Mondays. I don't know yet, but we have to restart the Strategic Planning Committee, so I haven't.
Okay. I think I'm going to be traveling on May 14th. So I would like to try May... May 13th. Does that well be, hopefully, kind of wrapping things up by then.
Yeah, that should be, May 13th should be fine if we're not finished.
Okay. So I'm going to put all of these days. So here are the days. Everybody write them down. April 23rd, April 30th, May 6th, May 13th. We're going to actually have to do some hard and steady work here. Okay. All right. So next week, the plan is that why don't we even actually, if whatever whatever template or templates I receive I'll attempt to get one from Nita. I'm thinking maybe from Tom Livingston. I don't know if he has, you know, if that's part of what he does. But if he does have anything, I will also ask him. And then whoever else anybody can think of to, I will get them and then I will forward them. And then I will also try to work on them. And may I propose that we try actually to communicate with each other during, you know, during the week on these things so that, you know, we can actually try to get some things accomplished. I would say, should I set executive committee meet at a certain point? These our meetings have to be set in executive session. Maybe I'll just set an executive session on all of these, and you know, just so we have the ability to go into executive session with ease. It is 30-ish. Is there anything else that we should be talking about the survey or the evaluation today that anybody wants to bring up? Okay, hearing nothing, we will move on to...
Well, Ben, just one thing. We do have to decide who's going to participate in the survey. And we don't have to make that decision tonight, but we should
at least... I think, why don't we put that onto our agenda?
Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
What did you just say?
I said, why don't we put that on our agenda for next week to determine who will participate in the survey?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Anything else on this topic that we should discuss or even just put on the agenda for next week. Okay, so hearing nothing, I'm going to move on to the next topic, and that is to come up with a plan to hire a CFO. I believe Netta may have some ability to help us in this regard. I don't know. I will inquire about that. Unless somebody else wants to do that. Okay. I guess we also need to find out what we are willing to pay. That's obviously one of the first things anybody asks.
That has to be an executive session, Jen.
I understand that, of course. But I'm just saying that that's one of the things that we have to find out. I guess we can figure out how much we paid our last CFO, and I think that, you know, we should have it arranged that, as I recall, we were really stretching to pay that amount. So I'm thinking we should, you know, have a lower, you know, like from, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000, less than that up to that point. Or does that make sense? I mean, that's what I would propose.
I propose that we do not discuss this in open session.
Okay. I will. We can leave that to a closed session for next week. Okay? Are there other things on this topic that people want to bring up or can bring up in an open session? Okay, so I will take on the responsibility of asking Netta how much, and for anybody who's listening to the screen, Netta is it's a national, what does Netta stand for? Does anybody remember? The organization that Pacifica has hired to help us with our financial matters, essentially, financial and personnel matters. Okay. Oh, you know, I bet you that, what's it called, Greater Public? I wonder if Greater Public has a template for evaluating executive directors. Okay. All right. Does anybody have anything else on the topic of hiring a CFO that we can talk about in open session? Okay. All right. Are there any other topics that we should cover in this meeting? Any other things that we... Oh, There's a motion. I guess we should resubmit the motion that the PNB delegate these tasks to us, this committee, that never got taken up at the last meeting. So we'll put it on to the next PNB meeting.
I think we'll be handling that at the next PNB meeting, and I think we're not going to wait till the next regular one. We're going to some of us are going to be calling a special meeting for next week to deal with those kind of issues, as well as the bylaws, which we never got to, and we never got to that point on the agenda during the last PNB meeting, and it's a very important topic, so we're going to have a special meeting.
All right. As tired as we all are of special meetings, we've got to get ourselves out of emergency mode sometime soon. All right. So, do we entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there any opposition? Okay, so without opposition, this meeting is adjourned, and I will post these upcoming meetings right now so that they get on the calendar. Oh, let me ask you this. I would also like to just, maybe we'll wait until we have our new members on this committee before we post the rest of the year. We'll wait until then. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, is that Sabrina, are you back on?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there a period there that you were not on this call again? Did you drop off and get back?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Oh, I thought at some point you, as I was asking for you to say something, and you were like, saying something. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much. I really appreciate meeting with you, and I appreciate finishing up by this hour. So have a nice evening, everyone. What's left of it? Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.